Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The question of voting or not to vote, that seems to be in the mind of some people, but we have significant decisions to make, and it is our duty to make those decisions. We cannot ignore them. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, we have always been involved in voter education, encouraging people to register to vote and to vote biblical values. We've always encouraged pastors to get involved and preach. I don't want to say political issues because I don't consider them political. I consider them biblical issues.
Yeah.
People sometimes shy away from what they consider as political issues, abortion, marriage, the LGBT agenda, or whatever it might be. But frankly, all of those are addressed in the Bible. So those are biblical issues, and we encourage pastors to vote on those issues. However, there are a group of people, and we have received information that they are funded by George Soros. So that ought to say a lot right there. And they are coming out with some disinformation campaign encouraging Christians not to vote, particularly on the presidential level, saying they don't have a good choice between one candidate versus the other, so therefore they should just stay home and not vote. We're going to talk about that, Matt, because that is, I think, a very problematic and frankly non-biblical approach to our duty as citizens.
Well, of course it is. And we shouldn't be surprised that George Soros and his progressive minions are doing this. You know, these are the same people that throw a fit if common sense identification procedures are put in place to ensure that illegal aliens or other people don't vote because, you know, they're not permitted to, like presenting an identification card before you vote so that people can actually see who you are, so that people don't go in and vote multiple times. They call that a common sense ensuring that people are who they say they are. They call that voter suppression. Yet here we have an overt attempt at voter suppression. They want to quell the Christian vote. They want to suppress the Christian vote. And for obvious reasons, because when Christians vote, they vote biblical values. Hopefully, usually they should, and they vote against candidates who embrace non-biblical values.
Well, let's go back to the 2008-2012 election. President Obama was elected in 2008, and again elected for the second term in 2012. In both of those elections, you had a number of Christians that did not show up to vote, particularly in 2012. They did not show up to vote.
Many Christians.
They did not show up to vote.
Yeah.
Had they had several additional percentage of those who did not show up to vote who were registered, President Barack Obama would not have won the second term. And what has he done in the second term? Well, he's done all kinds of things in the second term that are terrible to our constitutional liberties and our faith and family values. But go back to the 2008. Just look at that particular 2008. Had Christians shown up to vote in 2008 and exercised their duty, not their right, because you're right, you have a right to either exercise it or not exercise it. Your duty, you have an obligation. And I think it's a duty. Had they shown up in 2008 to vote, we may not have had the candidate of the ideal choice, but we certainly wouldn't have had Barack Obama. And we would have two different kind of U.S. Supreme Court justices sitting on the United States Supreme Court, meaning what we would have is Roe versus Wade would have been overturned. Roe versus Wade would no longer be the law of the land, if you will, from the U.S. Supreme Court.
I mean, we're just seeing our nation being ravished, you know, with human genocide, with support of enabling of same-sex marriage and transgenderism and all these issues that we're just wringing our hands over. But we as Christians have a responsibility, first, to pray for our leaders, and number two, to get out and vote for those who support those biblical values. And to not vote is to vote. So that's just as critical.
Yeah, it is. You know, I look at it, Matt, like constructing a house. We have a kind of an ideal house that we want to build, and you're going to have a contractor, and you have a couple of contractors to choose from. Well, one contractor will put dynamite around the partially constructed house and hit the button and explode it and just completely destroy it. And the other one may not be able to get it to the actual completion of where you want it to be, but at least they can put a few more bricks in the wall. They're not going to push the destruct button and literally destroy it. May right. not get right. you where you want to be in 4 years, but certainly not going to just take you back decades. In fact, bury you by destroying decades. The Republic.
Yeah.
And that's the contrast we have. No, we don't have perfect candidates on the ballot. We never will, unless Jesus runs for office. And he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we don't have the opportunity to elect him. It is what it is. He's not running. Yeah. And unless and until you have Jesus on the ballot, you're going to have imperfect people. The question is, vote for the person who can at least put a few more bricks in the right. construction and instead of blowing up the house.
Or like the three little pigs, you're never going to allow the big bad wolf to blow our house down? Or are we going to stand by and just let that happen? You know?
Yeah. Matt, you, the Reverend Franklin Graham, just a stalwart for biblical principles and addressing those principles in our culture. He recently contacted you and asked that you write a column for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association website, billygraham.org. And your column, the title asks the question, Checkmate for Judeo-Christian Values. And I thought the opening two sentences were just so powerful here. And I want to read those two sentences and then have you explain those sentences. And in the context of this current upcoming election, you wrote, for the first time in the history of the planet, a nation's government is forcing its citizens to participate in human genocide. Tragically, that nation is America. That is a strong
yeah.
statement, Matt. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, well, I mean that Obamacare is forcing citizens to participate in human genocide. It's telling, for example, businesses and people or ministries like Little Sisters of the Poor that you can continue for now your business or your life or your ministry on the condition that you fund the taking of innocent human life, that you participate in destroying innocent human life, that you are now being conscripted as a citizen, as an employer, as a ministry to participate in human genocide. No nation in world history has ever done that. Nations have participated in human genocide through their governments, but they haven't conscripted the entire citizenry to participate with them. Citizens have protested, they've been on the sideline, but they haven't been forced as a nation to do that. Here in America, that's what we're doing. As a prerequisite to carry on your business, your life, or your ministry, you've got to participate in human genocide. And that, how did that come about? Elections. How did that come about? Christians not showing up to vote because they didn't think they had the best candidate on the ballot. That person doesn't believe in this or that. Well, look at the other opposition candidate. How does that square with your biblical values?
Right.
That's what happened. We stayed home. We as Christians stayed home. I didn't, but Christians, many of them stayed home, and we got this
millions of them
forced yeah. upon us. So, yeah. Matt, as we're moving into this election cycle, we're at a fork in the road. We go one way or we go a different way. And whichever way we choose, either by pushing the ballot button or by letting somebody else push it for us or by just throwing our vote away for a nonsensical possibility.
Yeah, there aren't any more than two. You know, you were at a fork in the road. You put it
right.
beautifully. And there are two realistic choices at this fork in the road. And the one thing we cannot do is not choose, is just stand there and waste away, standing with our jaws agape at that fork in the road with our arms crossed, frustrated that we don't have a perfect candidate. Jesus told us to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. And then that means that sometimes pragmatism just does have to play a part.
And, you know, not only do we need to vote, but then we need to work to hold the people accountable that are in office, good or bad. And then we need to work with other people who will run for office. There's a lot of good people in office. Maybe you ought to consider a run for office the next cycle. Or maybe as a church or a pastor, you know somebody that ought to be encouraged in your church to run for office. And then that kind of a person, you don't need to worry about where they're going to vote on these important moral and biblical issues, because you don't have to wake up wondering, do I need to make a phone call, an email, Do I need to lobby this person? Put the right people in office. Build the house one brick at a time. Don't implode it. You, we all have a duty to vote. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We have a DVD and a booklet regarding Silence is Not an Option. It's about pastors and churches and Christians getting involved in this important election process. Now is the time for us to advance our biblical values at all levels of government.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.